What's up, everyone? I'm Lyle.
I'm Care.
I'm Cub.
And this is the Hooligans. So, we are in the Christmas season, and I think this has the potential to be our best episode, because I'm really excited about this one.
Are you fired up?
I am fired up. We are going to talk about Christmas specials.
Yes.
Best, worst, ones that are kind of just there.
Ones they don't play anymore.
Right. It's going to be so good. So Cub said that he likes to go in blind on our episodes.
I don't want anything. I don't want to know about anything.
So I'm excited to see what Cub thinks about some of these.
Well, here's why. Because if you prep me, then I'm going to go in prepped.
Yeah.
But otherwise, you get the raw thoughts.
Which I prefer.
Yeah, me too.
So...
Have
some
bon
classics.
Bon.
Have a bonbon. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer has to be among the best, right?
Yes. I love Rudolph.
I love Rudolph, but I was talking to someone at work the other day, and she mentioned, like, why was Santa so terrible? And Santa is terrible to Rudolph.
That's true. You're living in the 60s, man.
Was Rudolph an instigator, though?
Ooh, in what way?
His nose.
Well,
he,
the nose...
He can't help his nose.
No.
Yeah, but he kind of, like, paraded it around.
His mom wanted to hide it. His father was like, I can't have a son with red nose.
I think it caused him to be sort of rebellious, though.
Well, they wouldn't let him play in any games, which is ridiculous. That's super, like, racist.
It's pretty rude.
Here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking they're really overplaying this whole situation. I think he was allowed.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Interesting take. What's your take on Hermie?
Hermie the dentist?
Yeah.
Wait, is it Hermie or Herbie? Hermie.
It's Hermie.
Then what about Hermes?
Hermes
the
from Hercules?
Greek god?
Yeah, the goddess of Greek or whatever it is.
Well, first of all, it was a god and one of many, but...
Well, Hermie from the Rudolph. Oh, can't say I'm a fan.
Why?
He's too engrossed in his studies, you know? Like, he's not really, like, he's sort of socially awkward and, like, I don't know. I can't really root for the guy. He was kind of, like, condescending to people,
because
too.
Because you can work, but you can also study, like...
He
shirked his job.
He
right.
did
He shouldn't have been studying at work.
He
yeah,
was a,
time
he was
for
a
that.
Shirker, and I'm not about that shirk life.
No, me neither.
How was his boss? His boss was just trying to get him to do his job. Like,
and he's maligned as a villain.
You can't really fault him for that.
Like, the boss is just like, hey, man, I'm paying you for this. I expect some productivity. But Herbie was out there just studying his stuff. I don't like it.
And think about this, too. Like, the elf guy, his boss was Santa.
Yeah, you have to report
directly
to Santa.
So if stuff doesn't get done...
Oh, man.
Yeah, so...
Santa's going to be like, what the?
Maybe the heroes of Rudolph are not quite as heroic.
Whoa, but one is.
Yukon Cornelius.
Cornelius.
Was he a good guy or a bad guy?
He was a
guy?
Good guy.
He had all those dogs, and he had, like, all the big sled dogs, and then there was one little black poodle. I love it.
Oh, man.
What's the best song from Rudolph?
The theme?
Holly Jolly Christmas is pretty good.
Cub, what do you mean the theme? You mean at the beginning, Holly Jolly Christmas, or like literally
no,
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Yeah, like that's the whole, that's like the whole thing about it, though.
Mm. I don't know what mine is.
What are the other options?
Well, there's...
The Macarena or something?
There's
the
Silver
Misfit
and Gold,
song.
The Misfit
no.
song.
The Misfit one is super emo.
There's
and like,
Always Tomorrow.
Also
There's
emo.
Always tomorrow.
Like, I can't get behind these depressed Christmas songs, especially with, like, toys. But, like, it doesn't make sense.
Oh, Lyle's favorite character.
the misfit elephant.
Yeah.
He was kind of lame, dude.
I'll cut you.
Why was he a misfit when all he did was have polka dots? I would have taken that.
Yeah, he's
toy.
Adorable.
Yeah, he's really cute.
I mean, side he's kind of ugly, but...
My very first Funko Pop.
Was it the elephant?
Was it?
It was the misfit elephant.
It's a good one to start with.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we probably can't spend so much time on all of these, or else this is going to be super long.
All right.
Well...
The Grinch.
Oh, in.
The Grinch is so fine. Good.
That was not a burp. That was just like a...
Just like a wet gurgle.
Yeah. Sorry about that. But The Grinch is awesome.
The Grinch is so good. Like, the cartoon, the face that he makes, you know which one I'm talking about. The smile, like, is so iconic. I love it so much.
Yeah, like his... The Grinch had an idea.
An awful idea. The Grinch had awful idea, and it was the face.
To steal Christmas.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Love the Grinch. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Yeah. That one's... Ooh.
Ooh, Descent?
Which one is that?
That's the one with the Winter Warlock.
Oh, yeah. That one's pretty decent.
I love the Winter Warlock.
He's a good guy.
Call me Winter.
Well, also, that's the one we also wanted to reboot.
Also, my favorite song from that is One Foot in Front of the Other.
Oh, that's a good life. That's just a good life song.
Yeah, soon you'll be walking out the door. Okay.
Okay, thanks, man.
Thanks, I'll do it. I'll do that.
Don't tell me what to do.
How's the Burgermeister in that, though?
Terrible.
So bad.
Yeah. Like, why do you want to banish all toys? What the is that
Because
about?
He broke his leg on one.
Well, you broke your leg on a pillow, and you don't want
you don't
banish
pillows. Lyle.
You don't know about that.
Oh,
maybe I do.
You sleep with one over your head.
I do. That sounds so much worse than it actually is. I don't sleep with it over my face.
Just for, like, noise cancellation purposes.
Yeah.
There are earplugs for that.
Oh, nope. I can't wear those.
I do, all the time.
They disturb me.
I've successfully been sleeping like that for at least a decade, and I haven't died, so I'm pretty good with it.
Okay. Well, if it happens, we know you went out liking that.
All right, next up, we've got... The Year Without a Santa Claus.
Oh, that's one of my favorites. With the Heat Miser and the Snow Miser.
Oh, yes. I do like that one. I don't, like, really know the names of these.
Yeah.
But that is a good one.
Santa's like, I'm gonna not do my job that I only have to do one day a year.
Oh, man. Again, shirking the duties.
I'm far too tired for these Christmas capers.
Like, okay, dude, your elves make the toys. You just deliver them one night. But whatever. You do you, I guess, Santa.
That's what's the word?
Reprehensible.
Reprehensible.
Yes.
But the Snow Miser song is legit my favorite.
Da, da, da,
so good.
Da.
Some like it cold, but I like it really cold.
Whoa.
What about the little minions? Are they like clones? Of
them? They might be.
Are they children?
The Snow Miser minions are fine, but the Heat Miser minions are scary.
They're creepy.
They
wear
like body suits.
Sparkly body suits. He must make them.
What?
He must make them wear those.
Oh, yeah.
I love that one.
That's such a good one.
Going back to Santa Claus is Coming to Town, though, Jessica... Her, like, song that sometimes...
Well, the song that's cut
sometimes. They
sometimes.
Cut it, and sometimes they don't. But it's about her, like, realizing, I don't know, that she can live a life with her hair down. She, like, takes
well, it's
her,
from the 60s,
hair, her hair out of her bun, and she's like, my world is beginning to change.
Oh,
so,
man.
Yeah, it's like, she's like, I just want this... Outlaw Santa guy, what are you gonna do about it?
Like, I just want to live my life, bro.
Yeah. Anyway,
it's definitely from the 60s.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. 100%.
All right, I'm gonna throw one out there.
Oh boy,
Nestor.
Oh,
can't do it. Won't I do
have,
it.
I have to skip the sad part. I can't watch it.
So this one, I mean, people should know it, but it's probably the least known of the ones we've mentioned.
Well, you can spoil it because it's like 8,000 years old, so.
Nestor, the long-eared Christmas donkey.
Oh.
He is a donkey with really long ears.
Oh.
And they all make, all the other farm animals make fun of him. And the owner guy throws him out into the cold. And his mother.
I can't handle it.
His mother protects him and covers him up from the cold.
With her body.
With her body, and he wakes up, and she's dead.
Of course she's dead. Of course she's dead.
Of course she's dead.
I can't, man.
I can't. I can't live
it's
watching
so
that part.
Sad. And then the rest of it, it's fine. He actually, he is the donkey that Joseph and Mary ride into Bethlehem, which I don't think is biblically accurate, but...
Yeah, but don't call it a comeback.
it's a glow-up. Yeah.
Yeah. He becomes just, like, the champ.
Yeah, there's but then
like
I don't like it
because... There's, cherub lady in it.
Yeah, who leads him on his way, and Nestor's angel
Tilly?
Mom. Her name is Tilly.
Like our dog.
We have a dog named Tilly.
Till.
But Nestor's angel mom, like, also helps him. It's so sad.
I can't handle, like, dead animal moms and their babies.
No.
Like, it just...
No. Nope.
I can't.
It's bad. I mean, it's good. It's really good, but...
But it's bad.
You can't always watch it.
Yeah.
You know what else... This, I don't have it, it's not the best or the worst, it's just, it's good, it's there. Like, Jack Frost.
I like Jack Frost because I like Dommy, the little,
yeah.
The little, like,
is he the elf?
He's like the metal, so there's Kubla Khan is the villain, but then he has
it's not Kubla Khan, is it?
Isn't it?
Isn't it like Kubla Kai?
Kubla Kai, it might be.
Cobra Kai?
Something. His name is
Kubla. I'm looking it up.
It's Kubla, but yeah. he has the little toy robot, like, dummy, and its name is Dommy.
No.
And it's cute.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
Kubla Kraus.
You are Kubla.
You are Kubla.
He's cute. But otherwise, Jack.
Just fine. Frosty the Snowman, I have on the list of...
Frosty?
I don't like Frosty.
Frosty's on my mortal enemy list, as you may know.
That's true.
But the original special is acceptable to me. Like, any more than that, and I can't do it. And I guess this is just gonna segue. I wasn't gonna do it yet, but...
Oh,
the
boy.
Two worst Christmas specials in the history of Christmas specials... Rudolph's Shiny New Year and Rudolph and Frosty's Christmas in July.
I honestly can't tell you anything about those because I've never wanted to watch them, so I just don't. So I don't even know anything about it. There's like a baby and a vulture or something. That's about all I know.
Let me tell you, they suck. They've always sucked.
Oh, man.
They
Sorry
should
to the
never
kids.
Have they
Sorry
should never kids. Have been written.
Wow.
When the script was written, it should have been burnt.
Whoa.
All the copies of the special should be burnt, and we should dance around the ash in celebration.
Ooh. Yeah, let's do it.
They're so bad. Rudolph's Shiny New Year, like Baby New Year gets made fun of because he has... big ears, like, yeah,
like
a lot
Nestor.
Of people do. I have big ears, too.
Lyle identifies with them.
But some, like, vulture named Eon is trying to like, kill him? I don't know. I don't even know his motivation.
You seem to know a lot
that could
about
be the
it
problem.
For hating it.
I do hate it, because...
He studied
Rudolph-
it.
Rudolph also ends up being, like, he has a team with, like, a caveman and a knight and Benjamin Franklin.
Is
and
the
you're
knight,
like, what? Is what? What am I watching?
Is the night the night from Jack Frost?
No, I don't think so.
Dang.
I don't like that night. Yeah. I still think Jack Frost should have got with whatever her name was.
Me too.
I don't remember what her name was.
Me either. But he should have.
And then Rudolph and Frosty, first of all, it's like movie length, so if they show it on TV, it's like 2.5 hours long.
Oh, I'm gonna have to pass on that.
That's a no for me.
And there's like Rudolph and Frosty go to a circus type thing. And
why? In their off time?
I don't
time?
Know. Yeah, like what? Like, why is it July? Why do we have this special? And at one point, Frosty melts, which is great, and I wish it would have ended there. His family melts, too.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Kill them all.
And I don't remember what the bad guy's name in that is. It's like Thunderbolt or something.
Thunderlips.
I might be making that up. Thunderlips, played by Hulk Hogan.
Yes. Oh, yeah. No.
Rocky 3.
But I think the biggest thing I hate about these is, like, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was just this sweet, like, tale of a misfit finally fitting in. I mean, we were making fun of it earlier, but, like, it's...
Well, but yeah.
At its core, that's all it is. This one, like, these two, they try to add, like, a mythology to it and, like, world building. Like, and you're like, oh, his nose is powered by magic of the Aurora Borealis. And you're like, get out of here. That's stupid. His nose is red. It blinks.
It's a genetic defect. It's not the Aurora Borealis.
So never watch them. Hmm. If they come on, just turn it.
I will.
They're terrible.
I didn't even watch Frosty last night. I played State of Decay.
Would you rather... Lyle.
Oh boy. Oh, we've never done a would you rather
would
on
you rather.
It's live.
Spend 1 year with one of the following people. Just you and him for 1 year. Frosty. In a climate controlled environment. He can't
melt. Of course.
Yeah.
Or Eddie George.
Ooh. do I get anything for this?
No.
No, it's just one or the other.
It's just you have to do it. Or you die.
Whoa. Yeah.
Ooh. Eddie George, because he could teach me how to play football.
Mm. Frosty could teach you how to be a snowman, though.
Hmm.
He could teach you how to make Frosties. It's just when he poops.
Ew.
I'd have to go with Eddie George, but I'm not happy about it.
Oh, man. For those that missed a previous episode, Eddie George is on Lyle's mortal enemy list.
With
He's
Frosty.
He's one of the top...
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah, I hate those, and those are the only two I have on my list that I like actually hate.
I don't think there's any that I hate. I just won't watch those ones. But like Frosty was on yesterday, and I was like, I'm gonna play State of Decay and kill zombies instead of watching Frosty. So,
good call.
Yeah. Oh, we should live stream that one time. Us
playing.
That'd
be super fun. I'm a fireball.
That was, I'll just do a quick aside here. So we were playing one time, all online, like with headsets and everything, and we were in Care's base, and she had an ambulance, so Cub took it.
Yeah, I saved it. I was such a useful vehicle, because I went and I found it.
And Cub just started driving around and running over zombies. And I looked up because I was like looking at my phone, and the zombies seemed to be flying higher than they normally did, which just made me start like cracking up. And then I look, and Cub's got the ambulance on fire from taking too much damage, and he's just driving around like, I'm a fireball.
Oh, man.
Oh,
and
so
I
fun.
Lost it. I was like crying. And then the ambulance blew up, of course.
Yeah, Cub.
Well, it wasn't my fault, but...
No, I think it kind of was.
Well...
Here's some old specials that they don't play anymore. I have
two. Lay them on me.
One is the Garfield Christmas special.
Oh, I love that one.
Which
I love Garfield's.
So good.
With the grandma.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas tree.
Yeah.
She's just like rocking on the piano. It was so good. And it was like sweet because Odie made him a present. And
mm-hmm.
Garfield found the old love letters that the grandpa wrote the grandma, and he gave them to her, and she hadn't read them for like 50 years, and it was super cute.
It is. It's very good.
Yeah, they don't play it anymore.
Where'd it go? Why don't they play it anymore?
I don't know.
Well, there's a line in it. I don't remember what exactly it says, but it's something along the lines of whoever invented Christmas like should be drug out in the street and shot.
Oh.
But you could just take that line out. Was it Christmas, or was it even just like Christmas trees or something? I don't even remember.
Yeah, it wasn't Christmas itself, but
something.
It was like, you could just cut that line out.
Cut that line. It's such a good one. Like,
yeah.
Like John and Doc Boy are like are literally like what we do as adults, but we're still like, mommy, give us pajamas.
Oh yeah, man, I love the pajamas. Yeah. I'm wearing some right now.
Ooh. Yeah, so I mean, it was so good. The other one that they don't do anymore is Noel,
Christmas. I'm a happiness.
The Christmas ornament. I'm a happiness. That was a good one.
That was a good one.
That's kind of creepy, though.
Yeah. So, most people,
a lot of people probably don't know it.
The premise is, it's an ornament named Noel, and I think when it was, like, made,
The glass blower got news that, like, his daughter had had a baby.
Yeah, and a tear got in there.
Tears of joy.
Yeah.
And the tear went in the ornament, so he had, like, a special, like, happiness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so throughout his life, he's, like, interacting with Christmas trees and the other Christmas decorations. Yeah. There's, like, a train that goes around the tree. Season's greetings.
Oh. Hi, Noel. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it went.
And eventually, like, all of the, you know, the trees leave because it's every year.
Yeah.
And some of the ornaments start to break or, like, get old.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, Noel breaks,
but his happiness,
he doesn't just have a happiness.
He is
a happiness,
and he can like fly around everywhere, all over the world. So it's like, it's cute. I like it.
It's so cute, and it's actually really hard to find.
Yeah, you can't like, because we tried to get it for mom, and you can't find it. It's like on VHS for
$30. And it's like $100. Yeah. Wow, okay, maybe 30.
I don't know.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
But those are good ones. Those are rare.
Yeah.
But I've got a couple more. Because we haven't said the Charlie Brown Christmas.
Oh yeah.
Perhaps the best.
I love the Charlie Brown Christmas.
It is so good.
That's what their Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Their dance moves.
The dance moves.
Cub, what were you going to... You sounded irritated.
Just Linus is not a good character.
Why? Because he's got a blanket?
He's just, again, he's sort of this know-it-all type. You don't agree?
Not Lucy? I would think you would say that about Lucy.
It's her, too.
Yeah, Lucy's like the know-it-all who thinks she knows it all, but Linus is like the know-it-all who, like... actually does, but is like good about it. I would say
there's like this, the whole thing is so classic, like the tree that has one ornament and just like completely falls over, and
yes,
all well, of their like sweet dance moves.
The dance moves are amazing. They thought this special was going to fail because they're like, what kid is gonna want to sit here and listen to jazz music and listen to the Bible being read? It's
Charlie Brown.
So well. It's Charlie Brown. Like, who doesn't like Charlie Brown?
I love it. Snoopy, like, being the, like, vulture on Lucy's head.
So good.
It's just so good.
It is one of the best.
Like, and if I hear the music from that, I will start doing those dance moves. I'll start dancing like them.
Cub, I think we did some of the moves at your wedding.
Oh, I definitely pulled some of those.
No doubt.
For sure. I definitely did.
So most of the ones we've talked about are pretty old. Like, I don't know. The most recent one was probably from like 30 years ago.
So not
there are some recent ones. Shrek the Halls.
I like the Shrek one.
I do, too. It's so funny. I mean, go ahead.
I was just going to say they're all telling Christmas stories and they're all like cheerful, except Gingy's is like a horror story because he's a cookie and like Santa is like a Godzilla roar.
Cub, have you seen it?
No.
Oh, it's really good. What's fun about it too is that it's all of the original voices.
Yeah, I like when they do that.
Yeah. So that one's really good. There's a line in it where Shrek is like Santa and he's just like, "Hey, how's it going?" And me and Carrie use that all the time.
Hey, how's it going?
Love it.
I do. A lot of my vocabulary is pop culture.
Right? Mine too. There's a Toy Story Christmas special. That's not really a Christmas special. It takes place around Christmas. Yeah. Toy Story That Time Forgot. That one's pretty good.
Yeah, I like it.
But guys, I totally forgot about one.
What?
What?
The SpongeBob Christmas.
Oh, man.
How did we forget? It's called Christmas Who, officially. I love the Christmas one.
It has one of my favorite Christmas songs. The very first Christmas.
This Christmas feels like the very first Christmas to me. Tell me more about this Christmas.
Tell me more.
Is he a Buckley?
I don't know the words.
And Squidward has to be Santa.
Yeah, because he ruined SpongeBob's Christmas.
Oof.
Well, I mean, he didn't, but
it's also when SpongeBob was good.
It was. It was like the year 2000.
Yeah.
It was so much better back so in good. The day.
But it was
so good.
The SpongeBob Christmas is so, it's awesome. I love it.
Yeah. There's a second Christmas special. They did like claymation style.
It's fine. Yeah. I like the first one better, but...
Oh, way more. But, like, the gimmick of it being kind of, like, the claymation is almost just, like, enough right there. Because they go inside the Krusty Krab, and you're like, oh, this is what it would look like if it was real.
If it was 3D.
Yeah. Oh, but it is good. Like, I like it.
I like it.
Anyone else got any Christmas specials?
No, not really.
Not shows. There's good movies, but I can't think of any more. No, I mean...
We could go into a couple movies if you want.
Well, my favorite Christmas movie is probably Arthur Christmas.
Oh,
I love Arthur Christmas.
There's just so many good lines. Like, it's such a witty concept and, like, just the the quotes and stuff. Like,
well, he texted me the other day. Well, he texted both of us. There are elephants in France.
The occasional stray, they breed in the drains. And I'm like, what? What? It's just so good. Here, have it a bonbon. It's like a piece of, like, rotten
It's like
fruit.
An apple.
have a bonbon.
For those who haven't seen it, it's Santa, and then Santa's two sons and his father. Like, they're all a family.
Yeah.
And it's just them and trying to get a present to a little girl. And it's, like, it's so good.
I love it.
It's not my favorite Christmas movie, though.
I think it's mine.
Mine is The Muppet Christmas Carol.
Ooh.
I love The Muppet Christmas Carol.
It's got amazing songs,
mm-hmm.
Muppets, Michael Caine. I mean, like, what's not to like?
Everything is great. Everything you just said is, like, a great thought.
It is. Cub, do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
Not one that we haven't discussed already. I'm a fan of the classic Grinch.
Yeah. Okay. I am. All right.
So always good.
Always will be.
Another really good one is the Patrick Stewart Christmas Carol.
Yes.
If you're looking for a more serious one.
Yeah, if you want one that doesn't have Muppets in it.
Which I don't know why you would.
What about the Jim Carrey Grinch to go along with?
I love the Jim Carrey Grinch.
I do, too, because Jim Carrey kills me, and that was when he was still, like, really super funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's gonna blow! Like, slow-mo runs from a tiny car that blows up.
Because I'm green, isn't it?
Am I just eating because I'm bored?
Self-loathing?
Yeah.
when he's doing his whole schedule.
So good.
I'm an idiot. You're an idiot.
Yeah. But, I mean, you can't beat the classic.
Well, both of these are way better than the new one.
Oh, for sure. The new one sucked.
Yeah. The new one had one moment that was hysterical.
It was in the very beginning, too, so then, like, you used your best thing at the very beginning.
The Grinch was getting chased by townspeople who were singing God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, and they would, like, get faster, like, the singing would get faster as they were chasing him, and then they were doing, like, the West Side Story, like, snapping at him.
This is so funny.
It was hilarious, but the rest of the movie was not.
Yeah. Yeah, it lost it.
It did. But yeah, that's some of our best Christmas specials and movies. Some worst to me. Some
not good ones.
Rudolph and Frosty, man. Never watch them.
I will.
I'm out.
But yeah. So we'll be back next week with an episode about Festivus. Ooh. Because episode will be airing on December 23rd, aka Festivus. So
I got a lot of problems with you people. Rest of
us. It's a Festivus miracle.
It is.
But until
Why don't
then,
we let George start.
Until then, I'm Lyle.
I'm Care.
I'm Cub.
And you've been listening to The Hooligans, a Christmas edition.
Have a ba da ba 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 ba
bee ba da ho ho ho.